Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So I'm addressing this view, this video, particularly to viewers in England, and saying no abortion up to birth. No Republic of Ireland. Unfortunately, we lost our status as the moral tutors of the Western world. We used to safeguard the lives of children until 2018. But sadly, the majority of people are bigots. And now there's open season on children. At least it's not quite up to the point of birth. But anyway, so some violent extremist MPs who absolutely hate babies in the United Kingdom, people like Stella Creasy, people like Jess Phillips, who boasts about the murder of her own child, they're putting forward this legislation with a view to allowing mothers to murder their children so long as their daughters and sons are in the womb, and say that they won't face any consequences for that. So as it currently stands in England, a mother may murder her daughter or son with the assistance of the National Health Service or so-called charities in the abortion industry, BPAS, MSI, Murder Services International, might do so by ripping her child limb from limb and then the head off, or indeed by asphyxiating her son or daughter, or indeed by injecting her child with a deadly poison to cause a cardiac arrest. Perhaps there are other methods I've missed out. So it's horrendous. And abortions always say this about being modern. But as we know, abortion's been around throughout recorded history. And we're really going back to human sacrifice. We used to have people quartered, hung, drawn, and quartered. We don't have the hanging and the drawing. We do have the quartering, though, but only for children. You know, the United Kingdom abolished the death penalty in 1970, having suspended it since 1965. I would suggest that was a step forward for humanity. But unfortunately, just 2 years after its suspension, they brought it back, but only for children in utero. So really is horrific. And by the way, pro-choicers can join in this one. I mean, abortionists, but that's the euphemism that they choose to give themselves, because even some of them would blanch in horror at the idea of a baby who's been 40 weeks of gestation, and she or he is very well developed, completely functioning, completely capable of surviving independently in the outside world, but is going to be put to death for any whim without needing to give a reason, and the murderer will not face any legal consequences whatsoever. So, I mean, fortunately, the police have at least prosecuted a few murderers when they've done so beyond the time limit. There's a 19-year-old woman who's facing a charge, and sadly, it's not murder, but that's what she did against her own child. Now, the abortionists, they cry these crocodile tears. They pretend to be compassionate, saying, but she's young. Well, she's a lot older than a victim. If youth merits compassion, why no compassion for her victim who was so very tiny? So it really is horrific, this war against the vulnerable. I was reading this nauseating piece in the Independent newspaper. I can't remember the murderess's name, who was bragging about murdering her child, and she named Elodie. Say her name, Elodie, as human as you are, as human as I am, as alive as any of us, even more deserving of life because she was much younger than us. My viewers and I, we've at least lived a few years. But anyway, Elodie was put to death because she appeared to be quite ill, and had she been born alive, she would have needed medical treatment and might not have survived. She would have had a chance. She wasn't even given a chance. And this sickeningly self-righteous piece, this murderess feels sorry only for herself, not for her child, saying, oh, I decided to spare her that. What? Spare her life outside the womb. You know, she could have lived as long as any of us. Now, it was unlikely, but she'd had no chance whatsoever when she was brutally murdered, someone who never did anything wrong. So we're always asked to feel sorry for the perpetrators in this case. Abortion rights is a contradiction in terms. It's like saying rape rights or enslavement rights. It's taking the side of the criminal against the innocent victim. But I remember Ulrika Johnson, and in her autobiography, Honest, she is a braggart, and she tells us how she murdered her child, her lover's child, and it was a very simple decision for her. That's it, no second thoughts, never regretted it. But even she resiles the idea of murdering a child beyond a certain point in the womb. So, I mean, perhaps I shouldn't use such forthright language, because I might be narrowing the coalition of people who would want to save children. So it's very worrying. And we're always told it's going to be safe, legal, and rare. Well, I mean, it's illegal for various reasons, despite what the law says. You know, lex in justa non et lex, so forth. The irrationality of the Wednesbury irrationality of it. These decisions are not Galbraith safe. Moreover, you know, a law to murder all the black people in the world, that would be illegal no matter which legislature passes it. Some things are just so flagrantly immoral. We're taking one category of humanity and claiming that they're not human beings at all on the basis, completely arbitrary basis of being in the womb or not being in the womb. It makes no moral difference that there's a few millimeters of the mother's flesh between this baby and the outside world. That this baby could be 40 weeks and lawfully murdered, born at 22 weeks, and it'd be illegal to murder this child. So a baby is obviously born at 22 weeks. They seldom make it. Well, they used to virtually never make it. And that's one of the reasons why this abortionist argument, oh, they can't survive outside the womb, is specious. And the whole thing about being in the womb is actually neither here nor there. As abortionists are very eager to tell us, how about embryo stem cell research? So embryos, these babies can develop to at least a certain point outside the womb. So it's completely scientifically nonsensical to say that there's some sort of distinction to be drawn between being in utero and outside of it. So there have been protests in Parliament Square in London by human rights activists. And the abortion industry always say they're about choice. They're totally against choice. Okay, what about my body, my choice to be outside one of these slaughterhouses trying to save children? They're trying to criminalize children's defenders, trying to save babies. Now, these human rights defenders at abortion clinics, they are an emergency service. It's like criminalizing the ambulance service or, you know, the fire brigade or the police or a mountain rescue or a lifeboat saving people from drowning. It really is sickening. And the abortion industry, they may genuinely hate children. People can believe anything. Some people are completely imbecilic, irrational. And there's some cognitive dissonance. And I know people who are compassionate on other issues, genuinely love their children whom they allow to survive. And they can't face the fact they murdered their children. And so they go through all sorts of mental contortions to try and persuade themselves that their victims were not human beings at all, but because they couldn't have survived outside the womb, therefore murdering them was okay. So long as your victim is very young, so long as your victim is very vulnerable, murder is permissible. No, it's not. And so on. I get some refreshing honesty from abortionists occasionally, saying, well, because it would have been too expensive. So they murder their children because they're too stingy. And they don't pretend it's got anything to do with healthcare. Because in England, certainly, in about 3% of cases, does the mother claim it's because of some risk to her health or that she was raped. In the vast majority of cases, it's nothing to do with the mother's health. And then they'll have the chutzpah to pretend it's a matter of healthcare. It's not healthy to rip somebody else's legs and arms off and head off till the person bleeds to death, is it? It's not healthy to give someone a lethal injection. It's not healthy to asphyxiate someone. Are you going to ask your doctor to prescribe you asphyxiation next time? I mean, next time you go to your general practitioner, would you ask for your doctor to prescribe you dismemberment? Would you ask for your doctor to prescribe you like a lethal injection to cause cardiac arrest? I don't think so. So now I know there may be some liminal cases where the baby would definitely die if she or he were born. Would it be exceedingly pedantic to force a mother to give birth to this baby if we're certain this child would die within minutes of being born? There, even I have some doubts. How about, embryos before they've been implanted? Are they alive or not? You might argue that they're pre-born, that they're pre-living rather than actually alive. So anyway, we must at least reduce the time limits. That would be a step in the right direction. And it's obviously the abortion industry want to erode rights, the right to life, to murder children even after they're born. Because there was an abortionist activist, I think in Australia, and he said, no, permissible to murder them after they're born. So they let the cat out of the bag. So, and they'll all tell all these sob stories, claim victim status for themselves, anything to divert attention from the real victim, the children whom they murder. So these people really have no compassion. Sadly, there's a lot of ignorance, there's a lot of bigotry, there's a lot of spite out there. They've normalized the ultimate form of violence against children. They try to minimize the mass murder of children, and it's very sad. So unfortunately, I'm not optimistic. It's lugubrious. The abortion industry has got complete control of the media and politics, the judiciary, the police, the army, the navy, the air force, the civil service, virtually every single media outlet. So sadly, unfortunately, this is probably going to pass, and even more children are going to be murdered. And what a sick society the United Kingdom is, in fact, most of the Western world is, to be doing this. And taxpayers have to pay for this. And it's not the imposition of a conservative ideology or any ideology to speak up for human life. It's the imposition of a violent extremist feminazi ideology to murder children. I mean, the ones who are most impacted, the murder victims, get no choice. And what would they choose if they could? They would choose to live, wouldn't they? That's a default setting. 99.9% of us do not commit suicide. Why do we eat? Why do we drink water? Why do we seek shelter? Why do we avoid excessive heat or cold? Why do we go to the doctor? Why do we avoid danger? It's because we want to live. So therefore, it behoves us to protect these children and do everything we can to keep them alive. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Just do all you can to save children. All right, goodbye then.